From Buenos Aires, Argentina, I'm Paige Nichols.
I'm Caroline McCann.
And this is Bad Information, a love letter to the country that drives us mad. Mad cow disease.
As we sit in our little bunkers.
I'm in a fort.
Certifiably like, mad.
Like truly, but I want you to know that I put on a new shirt today for you.
Oh, thank you. I wore the same one for you.
I'm wearing a shirt that truly matches the color of my jeans, but it's clean and I'm here. And that's all we need. Someone else is here.
So happy that we have someone else here, and we're getting very moving out of helplessness in terms of technology and incorporating a three-way once again. And we are joined by Phoebe Hanley, who is Petunia's mom and a very excellent source of information on all things. Thanks for coming, Phoebe.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
I love that you're part of our thruple.
From my sleeping bag cocoon, best thruple of my life.
Like Joe Exotic, like Joe Exotic, quien te conoce, you know what I mean? Like, I don't even, like, get out of the way. I'm going to tattoo myself with your name and Caroline's name. Okay, I'm already on a tangent.
Let's wear pink suits and
mullets.
Have a thruple marriage. So Phoebe is here to talk to us about one of our favorite things to do, our favorite pastimes in Buenos Aires, which is quejar.
Well, this is our national sport, is quejarse. Like, that's
only
it's a law.
Only behind waiting in line. And so we are here to really dissect everything that is the libro de quejas.
Yeah, well, because I feel like also it's like we did this in season one. All of our hardcore listeners will remember. And it's kind of like a bit of like a free for all where we just like juntar las quejas, but also like explore the act itself of quejarse and like what it means to like have a reclamo. Like, I love how the word reclamo doesn't really translate. Like, it does, but it doesn't. And
true.
I think that it's like the perfect space for us to kind of like do a little catharsis. You know, we're hitting like 2 months of quarantine, so it's like a perfect time, but also just like revisiting such like a time-honored institution.
Yes, absolutely. And I think it'll be interesting because Phoebe's been in BA for a total of 2.5 years. And I think it'll be interesting to see like what's on Phoebe's list of quejas, and whether us as more seasoned expats like continue to agree with the level
yes.
of queja.
We've just become like totally like, oh my God. Hi, Emilio.
First
Emilio. Oh my God, never complain about the animals in our life. Pojo was growling earlier. I don't know if that picked up on the mic, but this is part of our lives. Or we've gotten to the point where it's like we hear like a relatively newer arrival complain and we get defensive because maybe we've just crossed over to the other side.
Yeah, so that's why this will be exciting. So yeah, Phoebe, get ready to battle. This is basically
Battle Royale.
Oh my exactly. God, Battle of the Bands. Yeah. I never went to Battle of the Bands. I wish I did.
Okay. Me either.
They were a hot spot in high school.
But they were always like in the movies, but like I never went to one in real life.
Oh, we had one every year, and it's where like all of the gossipy makeouts would happen. And like who won the Battle of Bands and like who got the girl.
I miss making out.
Angsty makeout.
Where did you grow up, Phoebe?
I grew up in Mamaroneck, New York, which is just outside of New York City. Just suburbia, American suburbia.
The Burbulets.
we had a battle of the band. We had the prom. We had the American high school story, for sure.
Yeah.
Were you a cheerleader or a goth?
I was a jock. I was a soccer player.
Of course you were a jock. Badass. I love it.
I'll drop it here. I was voted class queen.
Yeah.
Humble brag. Yeah, you guys should have intro'd me as a class queen, Petunia's mom.
Class queen.
That's all I've got.
You can even throw that out as your
way to bury
your
the
title.
Lead, Phoebs.
Oh, it's very deep. It usually doesn't come out on my first intro, but I'm feeling very comfortable in my sleeping bag fort right now. And I'm really just, out all I got. This is a safe space.
Good. Yeah. Let your freak flag fly.
Wait, Yeah, go ahead, Caroline. Continue with.
I was just going to say that, like, another phenomenon, going back to the Libro de Quejas, because I could just talk about Phoebe as a human for a whole podcast dedicated to that. But, like, the Libro de Quejas, like, I was just cracking up when I talked to Phoebe about this episode, because I was like, there is an actual, like, cuadernito. Like, there is, like, a composition notebook. Bring your own pencil. Get ready to quejar. Get ready to cathart. It's cathartic. And, like, I mean, one of the things that I think that I, like, always quejar about when I initially came back to BA was just, like, the fact that there's absolutely no sense of, like, the customer is always right. Whereas, like, in the U.S., like, you can just, like, be Karen being, like, can I talk to the manager? Like, you know, I am here to express my rights as a consumer. And our only little, like, what's salvaged from that in Argentina is this fascinating thing called the Libro de Quejas.
Yeah, and, like, it is kind of interesting because you have this, like, actual physical cuaderno. Like, it's in every comercio, right? Like, it's a law. But then, like, it's almost like I think that because it exists, for some reason, like, the connection with customer service is like, well, we don't really need to have customer service because, like, the Libro de Quejas is there. So it's like... Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Even though, like, who actually reads the Libro de Quejas? Like, where does it go when we, like, at night when we're all asleep? Like, is someone just, like, thumbing through our quejas and, like, reading them to their children as, like, bedtime
color
stories?
Them.
But, like, yeah. But it's funny because we'll get to this, but, like, I do have some, like, potential, like, good things on the horizon that I think that the era of e-commerce in Argentina is starting to come around in terms of customer service. But it's so true. Like, here it's like, I'll multiple times have been like, I want to give you my money. Like, I want to purchase a good from your store. Please make this experience as breezy, easy, beautiful, cover girl as possible. Like, like, seriously, like sometimes you just think, like, why are you actively trying to make this like a hell, like, basically a hell on earth?
Why are you talking me out of buying something? I mean, that's happened to me a number of times.
Oh, my God. I feel like you always have, like, the best stories about that. Just, like...
Well, since I used to work in sales, I think I'm particularly tuned into it. So, like, I always jump on any opportunity to quejar about that. But I'm reading the actual, like, law itself.
Yeah, tell me the law,
Elwoods. 3,436 va, whatever, I don't know. So it says, se consideran los motivos suficientes para registrar una queja, agradecimiento, sugerencia o reclamo en los establecimientos privados comprendidos por la presente ley.
Wait.
De manera, blah, blah, blah.
Interruption. How would we distinguish between queja and reclamo?
Oh, interesting. Okay.
What do you think?
I mean, I think quejas is like you just got to get it out. Whereas a reclamo is you actually like expect something in return. But one of my favorite parts of the law is like there's actually no mandate on the company side to like the only mandate is that they have to respond and confirm receipt. But there's no like mandatory action that they need to take. So they're basically just saying like you need an outlet. We're not going to do anything about it. But the book needs to exist.
Oh my
it's like
God,
the burn
it's
book
so...
in Mean Girls.
Yeah, so argy too. It's just like get it off your chest, like go to therapy, talk it out.
It's like get a diary. It's like the diary, like it's like the communal diary, which I kind of love.
I also love how they grouped like queja, agradecimiento, sugerencia, o reclamo. It's like, okay, agradecimiento e sugerencia, like that's very different from like a straight up like formal queja that you want like a solution presented to you.
Yeah, I love how
also,
it's like
who is taking the time to go in there and be like, thank you so much for my
week
delivery item.
This is clearly like pre-Twitter or like, you know, because I feel like some of that stuff, it's like I spend way too much time on Twitter and it's like a lot of it, not a lot, but sometimes you'll see like noblesa obliga, like, you know, I'm going to like say that. So like I had this issue with Garbarino and they figured it out. So it's like, I think like that, because again, yeah, like if you had a great experience, I mean, maybe like, someone who's like over the age of 75 might like go to the Libro de Quejas and like use that to say like so-and-so empleado would like did a great job, you know, because like I mean, I feel like even the, like in the U.S., like I remember we had a really great experience on one flight, and I went, and they give you like a card, and you can like go mm-hmm. and like give them thanks, because like, you know, I feel like nowadays, you know, you should recognize people who go above and
definitely.
Beyond. And so like I'm fully yeah. into that, but I would definitely like, but leaving it in a book where there's like, it's not going to go anywhere, like where it's not like that person's going to get like a raise, you know, like if you promised me right. that my agradecimiento was going to like translate into something for that person, then like, okay.
Exactly.
But like, also the fact that the book is still called Libro de Quejas, although like there could be good things inside of it. We generally know this is mostly going to be complaints.
Yeah. It's like let's call a spade. And like, I was looking in like the city law, the Ley 2247, which is like the Ciudad de Buenos Aires law. And I love how they just like list all of the possible reasons like why you might leave a queja, which is just like giving yeah. me ideas. So it's like, tiempo de espera excesivo, which is like, obviously that's going to happen because you never get anything done in like the allotted time you think. Mala atención por parte de los empleados. It's like also check. It's like a checklist of like all the things that happened to you.
Falta de respuesta. Happen.
Yeah. let's see. Okay. Oh, falta de información sobre mecanismos en la ejecución del trámite. Like, what does that even mean?
Thank you.
But like
it's very complex, like not just for a Spanish as a second language person.
No, and like then we've got, wait, let's see, wait, negativa entregar factura. Oh, that's good. Get the AFIP on their ass. Like, you don't give me a factura, I can quejarme. And then it just says, it goes to the letter M. So it's like that many lists of things. And it says, todo yeah. otro factor que haga a la calidad de atención al cliente. It's like, so basically, it's a diary. Like, you could just be like, you could yeah. just like walk into the panaderia and be like writing about like, I was in a bad mood today and you didn't have the right amount of merengue on the torta, así que decidí irme a esto. And you're just like, I mean, and that's like valid. So I kind of love that it's like very open to interpretation.
And I love that, like, I mean, just the kind of culture of like shaming here. It's like, I'm really glad that we are armed and prepared and we know when it is our right to quejarnos. And so we can go out into the world now really prepared to be the best, you know, complainers there ever were.
I wonder like why, like Phoebe, since you're like newer, you're the new girl, but you're still class queen to me. how did you like, cause I feel like I have just become so accustomed, and Caro, you probably have too, like to just like the act of like quejarse and like complaining, like how I really do believe that it is like just woven into the DNA here. What was like, what were your impressions like in terms of like just seeing people like getting shit off their chest? Like, did it, like, did it leave an impression
on
you, or did
something
you not notice it?
I loved it because it's not something that like my family is big on, or like, I don't know, friends and business places, et cetera. You just get that customer service smile where you're like, thank you so much for being here today. Yeah. And I just love that people are like, you know, on the sleeve, just whatever I'm feeling, whatever's coming out of my mouth is valid. And it's mm-hmm. how I feel. I feel like we do it in secret. We're like, we go to Twitter and we blast a company, and then we want like all of these like bots and people behind their computer to like retweet us and take this company down and
like
cancel
give us
culture.
Free stuff.
Yeah. Whereas like Argentines will just walk up to your face and say it. There's no behind the back worry here that someone's like throwing you down on the internet. They're just going to come into your store and like scream in front of a bunch of other people, or like come into your family reunion and throw down at your uncle. And you're like, yeah, valid.
to quote Kimmy Schmidt, hash brown, no filter.
Precisely.
It's like, I love when people like, it's just, yeah, that lack of like concern for like how they're going to be perceived in a way, almost, of just being like, esto es una mierda y la verdad es que me tienen todos re contra harto. You know, like they just like go off, but then they just like, I feel like there is this like, once they commit to the queja, it's like, it's never just like middle of the road. Like, it's like, if I'm going to like have a queja, I'm going to like exhaust all of my channels and I'm going to like really tack on like the decorative language, you know, like it's never just like, oh, it was like an okay. It was like, okay, but it was kind of crappy. And like, it's very much just like,
I'm going to be like, me falta información sobre mecanismos en la ejecución de este trámite.
I need you to go to a place and like, I need you to go to Migraciones with a sign that says that and like a megaphone. And like do like an interpretive dance.
No sé qué, artículo 4.e.
Well, my favorite thing, do you guys know on, well, he's not just on Twitter, but the Derecho en Zapatillas? It's like,
no.
It's like the greatest, shout out to Sergio TKM. He's like doing the Lord's work. So he's a lawyer and people will like he basically like is the people's attorney. And so someone might tweet and be like, you know, Derecho en Zapatillas, like fui al local and like, yeah, no había libro de quejas, like es legal. And he'll respond with like the law saying, like explaining, like justifying whatever the question is and like how to proceed. So like, it's actually amazing because you learn so much. He designed like little infographics that you can like save in your phone to like defend yourself against like certain laws. Like if you, like, did you guys know that if you're in a cafe or somewhere and you get robbed, like let's say someone like pickpockets your bag, you know how the cafe might have a sign that says like, we're not responsible for any belongings. That's actually okay. Not true. They are responsible. It's illegal. So he has this thing called Ley Mata Cartel. So it's like the law actually says something different to what the sign might say. Mm-hmm. And he has these little like infographics that you can like whip out on your phone and be like, excuse me, actually you are wrong. I am right. And I feel like that's like, people are very like into just like armándose con información. Like they want to be like, and they want to like cite that numero de ley, like 3,450,000, like, you know, whatever, articulo bis, you know, like they just go for it.
Yeah, that is so true. And meanwhile, that my education on the law, that sounds like such a cool account. My education on the law, I'm thinking about license and registration, step out of the car. Are you carrying a weapon on you? I know a lot of you are. Like 99 problems from Jay-Z. I literally used to like cite because like he cites the law in it. And it was like, okay, that's my education. But that sounds like really like it actually a very practical application Derecho en Zapatilla.
Yeah, this is like no es PNT. I fully like love this account. You can find him on Instagram as well. And like I'm looking through some of his posts, and basically it's like it'll be a tweet from someone saying like, you know, abril lo cobro normal, mayo trabajamos una menos, blah, 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 blah. And he's just like, es legal. And then, and it's like, he has like a YouTube channel where he like shares information and he basically just says like, resumen, like it's all the legal, like the legalese, but it's like very direct and very to the point. But he like cites like the articles of the laws and stuff. So it's like, if someone needs to use this to like defend themselves against an employer or something. And I'm kind of like, you know what? Like, yes, like you are, who would have thought that like a lawyer could be an influencer on social media like one of the first people I think of when like, I guess like now looking back, it's like, it would be great to have a, like as a new arrival, especially like if you're like working or any, or like, you know, with like dealing with like a dueño, like of your apartment that you're renting and stuff, just like knowing how to defend yourself. Because I think as foreigners too, people like to assume that we don't know. And I'm like, bitch, I know. And like, I will asesorarme. Like I will talk to an abogado and I will send you a carta de documento.
Ooh, snap.
Yeah, my boyfriend's mom is a lawyer. And she, when I said I was signing my lease, she like put her purse on her shoulder and she was like, we're going together. I will be there for this. Like I will look over this contract. You will not be ripped off. And honestly, I walked into that apartment with a different energy. I was like, I'm here to sign my lease with my lawyer. Yeah.
Nice.
Thank you.
Basically legally blonde when she's like, I'm taking the dog.
Yeah, precisely.
Amen. Because I think that in like the BA Expat Hub, you know, that Facebook group, like there have been consultas of people being like, the people I'm renting from like want to charge me in dollars and blah, 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 blah. Like, and they're just like kind of clueless. Like to their credit, they might not speak a lot of Spanish and they like have no idea. They have no reason to think that people are going to like screw them over. So it's kind of like they assume that it's like probably legal. And then people will be like, no, it's illegal. You know, like everyone like is like so quick to comment, like defend yourself, get out of there. And I kind of just like, I'm fully into
any like horror story. They're just like, no, I had a bad experience. But I will say, like experiencing quarantine here, I'm kind of like also realizing just like how law abiding are like porteños kind of are in general.
Yeah, you would think like they have the reputation for being kind of like rebels, right? Like echa la ley, echa la trampa, which is like very true here. You know, like once there's a law, people have a way to get around it. But at the same time, there is kind of like this, like deber cívico, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah. And there's the kind of shaming factor, too, that you're concerned about. Dialing 134. But
it's my speed dial.
I guess maybe it depends on what it is. If it's like how to avoid like getting taxed, then they're like definitely figuring out the trampa. But like, I mean, everybody's wearing those barbijos. So
yeah,
I appreciate that kind of civic responsibility that
there is. It's funny because like you do see, like I do wish there were like a libro de quejas for like life. Which I guess
the
is just
park.
This, I guess this is like our podcast. Like this is my diary. But it's like because like for example, like in our building, you know, like let's say in your apartment building, like there's the neighbor who like leaves their dog out in the stairwell and like it's just barking all. It's like, you know, it's barking all the time. It's insane. Blah 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 blah. I would love to like have a libro de quejas where I could like leave that reclamo without like starting drama. Like I kind of think of the libro de quejas in like my dream world, like in my platonic ideal, as like a space where it's like a mediator where like I can leave that reclamo or that queja and like I remove myself from it. So it's like, then we can mediate and resolve. Like, I'm not going to like go to my neighbor's door and be like, what the fuck is your problem? Like put your dog in this, you know what I mean? Like, but yeah. If it's in the libro and then like someone like manages when the else? Libro, you know, it's almost like a secret box. I don't know. I'm just like, if I were in charge, like, I think that would be my next podcast of just like, if I were in charge of the world, all the things that I would do. And there's be a running list.
Does your building not have a WhatsApp group? Because that is our libro de quejas.
Well, so
for my whole building, we're all in the same group. And people like will take photos of trash in the hallway and be like, Ochoa, ¿qué haces otra vez? Basura. Like, el tacho. And then everyone chimes in being like, this is just unacceptable.
No, we do have,
and it like we have all of the self-bashing. It's awesome. Oh,
name,
big time shaming
name
in the apartment.
And shame. No, we have a WhatsApp group. I'm not in it, so it's like we don't own our apartment, but Jose has lived here for 20 years, and he's so like technically as a non-dueño, he's not like allowed to be on like the comisión del consorcio, like any of that stuff. But he's like the only one who like gets shit done, and has been really. Like he gets super involved in like weird things, like in fixing the, like the hot water heater. I don't even know. But anyway, so he's in the group and there's like a separate group. And there's like, I think there's like two or three subgroups because it's like, you have like the building, then you have like the comisión. Then you have like someone in the comisión, got offended and like left the group and like started their own group. And so I'm not in it, but like, I'm really glad I'm not, because it's the same kind of thing of like people just like sending audios at like 7 a.m. on a Saturday being like, chicos, estuve pensando que en los balcones estaría bueno que coordinemos una pintada. You know, and I'm like, I don't need to know that. But when
8-minute audio.
Yeah, and like, and they just like, and it's like all these older people in our building, like they're all like retirees, so they don't really have anything to do and they're like kind of crotchety. Oh, whoops, sorry. And but there are moments where I get like really pissed off and I'm like, quiero dejar registro
de it.
Mi queja. Like, I'm like, Josie, yeah. can you temporarily add me to the group? And then, like,
de mi parte. Like, yeah, just
sumo.
Like queja bomb it. Yeah. Just
I love that. Hashtag queja bomb. That's a new
hashtag queja bomb.
A new content for us.
Phoebe, let's hear it. I want to hear some queja bombs.
Yeah, we all came prepared with our own list of quejas this week.
Yes. I want
queja bombs.
Let's hear
all right, my queja bomb number one, and I hope that Argentine women also complain about this. I don't think this is a foreigner thing. Clothing sizes. I just feel like I'm constantly in like Adelia's.
Yes.
And everything is just made for like a middle school child.
For a prepubescent, like, I'm not a newborn.
I'm not a big I'm 5'9", so I'm definitely tall for Argentina. I'm athletic, but like, it's not like, oh, it's a little tight on my stomach. It's like my arm doesn't go into the sleeve on a large.
Truly. No, it's like, well, there's a ley de talles, but like it doesn't, no se cumple.
Yeah, the ley de talles. Yeah, you said that. Oh, interesting. Let's get abogado en zapatillas.
Derecho en zapatillas. Tell me about it. Oh, I'm like getting all wonky. Like, ooh, we've got Emilio. We've got my microphone is making weird noises. This is just very.
Lots going on.
Let's. I don't know what's happening. Do you guys hear that? Okay. Maybe there we go. Yeah, the ley de detalles is a thing, but it's no se cumple siempre, and it's so true. Like I'm tall as well, and I have a very long torso, which has nothing to do with anything. But it's like I would go to like Ides and try on a pair of jeans, and not only would the zipper like barely make it over my crotch, I'm like, what is wrong? I don't have a big puss. But also like I can barely fit my leg in the pants. Like it's like they barely get above my knees. And it's like
like a certain part of the sleeve just like straight up just like doesn't fit. Like it's wild.
There's also no standardization of tajes. Like it's like you may be like a 0, 1, 2, 3, whatever, somewhere, and then like something totally different elsewhere, and it's just depressing AF.
So depressing.
I'm also walking around the street, and like there are bigger women than me in Buenos Aires, and I'm like, where are we getting clothes? What's the secret store that like I don't know about? Because everyone is clothed. Everyone has clothing that is like, you go on vacation.
Being in quarantine too, I'm like, oh man, those little, you know, twice yearly shops that I would do in the US, they're like not happening right now. So I have to start making some more purchases, like local purchases. And yeah, I need to like learn where to go, where to avoid.
There is like a whole community though of mostly women in terms of like who defend this ley de detalles and who share places that are like more inclusive in sizing, and not even just like plus size, because like you said, you have a regular body, but you just don't have like the petite Argentine pixie body, which is just so limiting. And so there are places that you can shop, and I think we can do a little internet research and I'll send them to you, because it's like you said, people, like not everyone can make it to the US to shop, you know, like we're lucky because we're from there, but not everyone here has that luxury, and it's just like it is tough. And like, I mean, I don't know. I just feel like what really pisses me off is the sizeism, because then like there have been reports of, you know, like women going in and like and asking for their sizes or being like and kind of being, you know, mistreated or like looked down upon by the salespeople or just like designers being like, I should charge you more because I need to use more fabric to make the garment, and like horrible things like that, which is just so fucking Argentine, sorry. And like that's not across the board, right, a universal thing, but it's happened, and it's just sort of like, what gives, bro? Like, can we just, I don't know, like I feel like then you in the US you have all the vanity sizing, like J. Crew at one point had like quadruple zero. I'm like, what is that? It's not even a number. Like, first of all, no, but like it's just so messed up, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
I don't know, that's totally a whole, sorry if we've gone tangential. Phoebe, what else is on your list?
Let's see what else we got here. I mean, bringing it back to the apartment, like there's a whole libro de quejas, and I know that you previously in season one went deep into owning and renovating an apartment. But like setting up your Wi-Fi and cable and having that cable company be like, awesome, we'll be there Wednesday between 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. So if you could just like wait for us for 12 horas and we'll just like drop in whenever's convenient for you.
And they'll come at like 7:59 p.m. Like, and you're like,
right.
I want to add an adjunct to that, which is like, 'cause it's also kind of on my list, but like, and speaking of laws and like things like that, like Fibertel, like the full on monopoly of like Fibertel Cablevisión, like they, like there are laws about if you want to like cancel your service. Like it used to be like, if let's say I call today and I'm like, I don't want to be a client of Fibertel anymore because obviously their internet sucks. I hope you're listening to me, Fibertel, over this connection.
As you hear me choppy through the
Sorry to all of our listeners, blame the internet and blame the moon, which is really just the internet. And like, but let's say you're like, me quiero de baja. Like the law is like, and it's a new law because it didn't used to be like this. They are obligated to let you cancel your service like that day. It used to be like, las bajas se toman en los primeros 15 días del mes. And like, if you don't like cancel in that window, then they charge you the whole month. And like, they just like, te dan vueltas, like to like, when you're like, me quiero ir de este servicio, like, I do not want to be your customer anymore. And they make it so hard. And there are tons of quejas about that, about how like the customers, the companies, like these big monopolies, because they know that they have you like hostage, like blatantly defy the law and like lie and tell you things that are not true to try to get you to stay on or to get more money.
Ooh, gives me the creeps.
Makes me rage. Like I'm sweating underneath my fort.
Yeah, and like in general, just kind of like, you know, with quarantine, I think just like the thinking about like Fibertel, the potential of Fibertel ringing your bell at any point during the day, like being in quarantine, I've started to buy more stuff on Mercado Libre than I ever had before, which I really never really used it before.
It's great.
And so you have to like, and it's great. You have to like, there's a definitely a lot more like footwork involved in, as opposed to like two clicks and just it'll show up on your doorstep, like which I was used to from Amazon in the States. Like you generally have to like talk individually with the vendor and then they're going to show, and then there's not really, you don't really know when to expect the good to arrive. So like,
but don't they tell you,
you don't know if you,
but you get like the aviso, like when it's delivered. I mean, when it's out for delivery. No?
When it's out for delivery. Okay. Well, I mean, I don't like to watch my email, so it's always too late when I see those. But
you get on your phone if you.
No, in general. Yeah. Oh, okay. And then, like refreshing the app, but like in general, I just like when the bell rings, I'm just like I have no idea who it is, what it is. But like now, I'm home all the time. But in the past, I didn't really rely on it because I was like, well, how do I know if I'm going to be home? And of course, you can't leave package like outside or at your door, which is what I was used to in the US.
Yeah, I feel like Mercado Libre, I mean like Josie, Phoebe, in case you aren't hip to the knowledge that Jose is a collector of all things cassette tapes, vinyls, mini discs, any kind of musical format. I have thousands of them all over my apartment because and he has been buying like he's been like collecting online for a bazillion years. So he's like Mercado Libre ninja, and like even I'm like, I'm okay. Not like I'm not as I mean I think it's gotten a lot easier because I think that it's definitely used to be like a more ojo, I have quejas on my own list about Mercado Libre, but it's like it's definitely been easier with the whole invention of Mercado Pago and being able to like pay, but it's like it's just funny because like you said, like it depends on who you buy it from, because I think that like it's obviously not like Amazon. So it's like you're dealing directly with a seller. So it's like, if it's a shop that has like, if it's like its own comercio with like its online presence, it's like their whole process is much easier and like much more efficient. And like, you can purchase in like three clicks, let's say, cause you like add it, you know, you have your credit card or whatever already on the, in your account and like done. But then if it's like, like someone who's more like particular, like just like a person, again, it's like, no tengo stock, like este color no me queda. And then it's like all these idas y vueltas. And you're just like, I don't want to deal with this. But like my Mercado Libre queja, for today is that it's exactly that it's not like Amazon, that you have to pay for delivery for every item, which makes sense because it's coming not from like a warehouse, but like I want to buy like 10 things on Mercado Libre, but I don't want to pay for 10 deliveries because it adds up so much money. Like it's like I need that like extension de USB, which probably what costs like a few hundred pesos, but like the ship, like the delivery is also going to cost like a few hundred pesos. So it's like like, I don't want to. Yeah. Like, I want to be able to buy, like, multiple things and then, like, just pay a flat fee for delivery. I know that that's like, not how you it works, be able to, but like, I want that to be like that.
Throw four things in your cart, you know, settle up, and then, like, even if they trickle in at different times, like, that's fine. But, you know, four things in your cart means potentially four different, like, back and forths with the seller. And, you know, and I do, like, appreciate the fact that, like, we're using this online platform to continue to, like, buy from smaller businesses. And now more than ever, I'm, like, psyched about that. So, I'll deal with the vueltas.
I think that there was, like, maybe, like, a general, like, not distrust, but, like, prejudice against Mercado Libre in earlier years if you weren't from Argentina. Like, and that's why I mentioned Jose, because he's been, like, using it forever. He has, like, nothing but great, like, of course, Josie always has, like, good experiences. But, like, I think that, like, I was very, like, oh, like, what is this? Like, and, you know, it's not the same. Like, it's difficult. And I think that, like, to be fair, and now especially, it has obviously improved and there's, like, more variety. It's, like, you can literally find anything on Mercado Libre, and we are lucky that we can just, like, order. And I think that living in Capital makes a huge difference because, obviously, that's where the majority of the places are. So it's, like, easier. We have more variety and, like, delivery is, like, I've gotten stuff delivered in the day, which is, like, better than Amazon Prime, right? It's, like,
oh, damn.
Oh yeah. I mean, oh, it's like if you go on and it's like if you order in the next 2 hours, you'll get it today. And like I ordered like a rug pad, like all this stuff. So it's like it's really actually not as shitty, I think, as some people assume it to be. You just have to like know how to work it. And like my friend Azul, shout out to Azul, has been like hacking the system, because we were speaking before about like customer service, and like she has been ordering a ton of stuff on Mercado Libre as well in cuarentena, and she ordered like some Bluetooth headphones like for her like work calls, and it didn't come with a microphone even though it was advertised as coming with a microphone, and she like sent a like that like feedback to the seller, and he like attacked her, and he was like, he just was like really aggressive to her. So she made the reclamo, and Mercado Libre intervened on her behalf and said, keep the item, we'll return your money. So like, she got, it was a win-win. It wasn't just like, I mean, she was like, I can return it. Like, no, keep the item, but we'll refund your money because it wasn't as described. And that was like, that happened like in less than a day. It was resolved.
Nice.
So like,
you just used the word reclamo, and I want to know why. What for you? What's the difference between queja and reclamo?
Well, because I think Phoebe hit the nail on the head. The reclamo is like an issue that needs to be resolved. Like it's like tengo un reclamo, and it's like I'm telling you that like te lo estoy reclamando, because it's like I'm expecting a response of some sort. A queja is just like I'm just gonna get it out there. I don't really expect anything to come from it.
Yeah. Interesting.
Which brings me to our next queja is the audio like message, the out loud audio message of just like screaming to a friend and listening to a full conversation on the Bondi. I love it. Like I really love it because I love a good gossip and I just like love being in someone else's business when I don't have to try that hard. But it is hilarious to me. Yes, I am.
Same.
Love a little gossip. A little gossip. But yeah, they like we created text so that you could have private conversations in public, and then we just took a step backwards and added audio messages to that text platform so that we could all hear it again.
I object. I object because audio messages are my saving grace, and I am against people who listen to them on the bus or like anywhere without like headphones. Like I don't want to hear what you're listening to, but like one of the things that I hate the most about cuarentena is like I can't, because I have my flipping barbijo on, is I can't like walk the dog and send audios. Like that was like my favorite time of day to just like walk and multitask and just like send people 12 minute long voice messages. Like
just fire them out.
Like, yeah.
Bang, boom.
Yeah. Just like bat, like just get them all done. And like, I do agree that I don't like audio messages. Like when it comes to work stuff, like if in like a group chat, it's like everyone's just sending messages without any kind of context. Like if it's something that I need, like puntualmente, I might like text you and be like, Phoebe, I have a question about this thing about Petunia, and then like then send you an audio, you know what I mean, so you like know what it's about, because I kind of get anxiety if I have an audio that I don't know what it's going to be the content. But I love just like walking and just like yapping into my microphone. Like it feels good.
I was gonna say even better gossip than the Bondi is the dog park in the morning, because everyone is just standing around in a circle like letting their dogs play and getting out all of their morning audios, and you're like, okay, she's going on vacation with her family next week, and she has a meeting with her boss at lunch, and you get everyone's daily agenda just by standing around at the park in the morning.
I love that.
There definitely is just like a, like, let me update you on like every second of my life. And that's interesting because in a lot of ways, I think Argentines are generally like, or porteños are a bit like secretive, but like there they are just like, you know, explaining their whereabouts for the next 12 hours.
But I feel like they're open books. It's like, I love when people would like break up on the bus. Like you would like be sitting on a crowded bus and you would like hear the breakup happen. Like I kind of like, either like in this, like they're together or like they're like texting each other, like, you know, whatever, like on the phone. Like, I do feel like there isn't as much, like, I think that it is like in the US, people are just so much more private in terms of like what's happening in their lives. And like, they're just very guarded. Like it's very superficial, right? Like filling you in, like they're not going to be like, bueno, pero me peleé con mi vieja porque no sabes lo que hizo el domingo en lo de mi tía. And it's like, they're very, I just feel like there is a more like, oh, like people aren't as, it's like the woman I ran into yesterday in the park who had like stepped on dog poop and was like using the bebedero to like clean her foot. And I was just like, we just exchanged a look. And she just like went off about how like, esta mañana me levanté tarde y estoy estresada porque estoy apurada. And she was like telling me all about like what she had to do today. And I was like, I was kind of into it. Like, I wasn't just like, I don't give a shit. Like, I get that you have dog poop. It was just, I was like, sí, no, pero la verdad que usa un palo para limpiar la zapatilla. I was like getting involved in her life. And I was like, wondering if she made it to her meeting on time. I'm concerned.
Call us. Are you okay? I think it's interesting, like, I think there's a reasonable amount of quejando that's healthy, because you get things off your chest, especially when you share it with someone. An Argentine is like always going to lend you like a si te rendiendo, resueno mucho, te banco a full. Like, total, they're always going to like offer you those kinds of words. And I think on the other hand, when you kind of are, and I agree with you, Phoebe, I think I was like, quejar was just kind of like mala onda. Like, it's just kind of like, let's keep everything super like rainbows and positivity. And so you didn't really like get your complaints off your chest. And then, you know, if you're like bottling all that up, I don't think that that's like a healthy move either. So
no, it's good.
There's
to
like a middle ground.
Yeah. I think it's a middle ground, because it is definitely like you can cultivate like a negative mindset, and that's not good for anyone. And I feel like that was a part of my experience here, like as I was just like adapting to life, like long-term life as an expat, and like kind of like finding too much comfort in complaining. And then like I had like a pep talk with myself, just being like I literally said to myself, si no te gusta, andate. like the mean people will tell you if like you say one bad thing about their country. But like I kind of was like had to pep myself up and be like, Paige, if you're just like finding the negative and all this stuff and all you can do is complain about the stuff that you don't like, then like literally why are you here? Because it's sort of just like, It's not good for anyone. It's not good for your own mental health. It's not good for people who are around you. You just come across as like a total bitch. Like, it's also like not what I wanted. Like, I didn't want to do that. Right. I just found myself kind of like finding too much comfort in the catharsis.
True.
And so it's like, I think
interesting.
It's like, you know, your mom, like you can talk about your mom and like be critical, but if I criticize her, you know, you kind of, you take offense with that, and rightfully so. And so like the RGs, like, you know, that's why they'll be like, si no te gusta, andate. Because if I'm like, bueno, sí, me gusta mucho vivir acá, pero la verdad es que la gente, viste, es de muy metida. And it's like, you know, they suddenly just like up in arms about the fact that I had like a constructive observation about how they just have no filter, right? And I'm like, but it's, right. I'm like, let me, you know, I'm like, yo me gané el derecho de quejarme también. Like, I've paid my dues. I've paid my derecho de piso.
So true. Yeah, and it's like, if you want me to andar, like, see my nivel de quejas in another place, like, come and get it.
Yeah, like, literally come and get it.
Yeah, these are the basics.
We're just getting started. Like, a lot of my quejas this time around, like, for this moment in our lives are all very culinary related. Like, okay. I hate that the ovens, I just hate that the ovens here don't have any real temperatures. And like, I do have a thermometer for my oven, but like, I just hate that it's so hard to bake things. Like, cooking is a bit easier because it's like less precise, but it's like, you know, and it's like the front of my oven. Hi, Mimi. The oven, like the front of the oven is like hotter than the back of the oven. So it's like, if I'm making cookies, like the ones in the front, like brown faster on the bottom than the ones in the back. And like, it's just like this total like crapshoot of like, is it going to be inferno hot or just like kind of hot? And like, again, I have a thermometer, but I just like don't get why here, like you can't have like any kind of more precision, like when it comes to an oven. And like, and then like aluminum foil, parchment paper, cling wrap, all of those versions here are just inferior to like, I still have like my Reynolds, like double duty, extra heavy foil from Thanksgiving that is literally like, I'm going to sell it on the black market if I need to make a quick buck, because it's like, the foil here just like comes apart. It's like, it's so finito. And like the cling wrap doesn't have like in the box, they don't have like the teeth to cut it. So you have to like cut it yourself. Right. Yeah. And I get like all tangled up in it. And then like the parchment paper is crap. And it's like, I just need these basics. Now that I literally cook every meal every day of the week for two people, I would like to have like un poco de ayuda, por favor, you know?
Yeah, and like a little bit of like up the quality so that maybe you need to like use less or you don't like end up wasting it, because like if you're trying to undo one of those aluminum foil wrappers, you know that it turns into like a big unravel
chaos. That little tape, that like tiny little piece
that
of tape.
Why do they put the tape
so
on
unnecessary.
It?
What is the tape, and who, like, what union, like, fabricates that tape that, like, has protection? Like, en serio. Like,
where is their libro de quejas? I'm coming after them. I would like to see the libro, please.
I would like to have the cuaderno in my hand, like, immediately. And, like, oh, my God. Like, it literally just... It's like, I made a list, actually. My list is like quarantine related and non-quarantine related quejas because I'm very organized. But like, well, okay. Well, I feel bad because Phoebe probably like cut you off.
No. I was going to throw in an additional queja of the rolls are so small. Like you can go through a ridiculous amount of tinfoil in, like I'm buying three when I go to the grocery store because 2 weeks later and they're gone. It's like, here's five rounds of leftovers in a roll.
Well,
and then
exactly,
you have to come back.
I found that, like, I mean, of course, before, because I, like, went out, like, for dinner 4 nights a week, because I was convinced myself that that was somehow more affordable than shopping for groceries. never underestimate the power of denial.
Maths.
maybe, like, a roll of aluminum foil would last me, like, almost forever because I wasn't using it very much. But exactly, like, now everything is so small here that it's, like, I was laughing because I actually saw on Mindy Kaling's Instagram, like she posted a picture of herself like in front of her washing machine, and the washing machine is like taller than she is. I'm not sure how like what if she's petite. I think she kind of is, but I was like, this is the perfect example of how like everything in America is just bigger and how it's not necessarily like a good thing, but like everything here is just on a smaller scale. It's like. The aluminum foil lasts for like one round of food. Like the washing machine fits like two pairs of underwear. Like nothing is like, you know, like the trash cans are tiny. Like it's just so funny how like, you know, it's just, and I get that. Like I understand the reasons behind it, but it is kind of funny how now that like everything we do is in the home and it, like I'm just so much more in tune with like the domestic sphere. It's just like, can we just like scale up for like 2 seconds, please?
Like, yeah, the one thing, I mean, I think the first like time that Paige left me like speechless with laughter was talking about the famoso trapo de piso.
Ay, trapo de piso.
I mean, using the trapo like so regularly now, it's like there's got to be a better way.
Oh, well, there is a better way. And
the mopeo or whatever.
The mopa. But
mopa.
But you've read my mind. You are literally my soul sister because my number one cuarentena queja is, why is a mopa 3,000 pesos?
So expensive.
Tell me.
It's so like, expensive. So
the mopa is basically, which I feel like has existed for years elsewhere, and I think that it's obviously existed here, but people are now just realizing, like now that we're all responsible for our own housekeeping, you know, we're like, oh, there should be a better way of cleaning our floors. You know, it's like the built-in bucket with like the wringer, and it's like the mop. It's like the mop instead of the palo.
It's like the it's just like the lowest, like you know,
it's a trapo
wine
cut
in
into
the
shreds.
US, and here it's like super.
Yeah, like
it's a trapo cut into shreds and affixed to the end of the palito. So it's like, what about that fixture? So expensive.
No, I think it's the ringer. I think it's the ringing mechanism.
The ringer is expensive
because there is definitely there's like a curro.
Muy complejo, eh?
There's a curro, and it's like someone's getting money out of that. And so like the mopa is fucking 3,000 pesos, and it's like I would kill for that. But I'm also very underemployed at the moment, and like spending 3,000 pesos is like 2 weeks, almost 3 weeks of groceries for me. You know what I mean? Like, and like full on, like, or whatever. Why is my flipping? I hate that we don't have a sound engineer. Pablo, if you're listening to this, fix me. So the mopa, like, why is the mopa so expensive? I was like, and I was price researching on Mercado Libre, and some of them were like 6,500 pesos, like for the same thing. And I was like, does this come with like diamonds in the bottom? Like, is there like a key to someone else's house in
oh my
the
God,
mopa?
A bedazzled mopa. bedazzle but like your mocha.
Like platinum encrusted, like, or is like, does this offer me, like, do I like, what is, please someone, like, just call me, tell me why, or like, I would love to have a sponsor, like, si alguien nos quiere dar como canje, like, I would accept a mocha por canje, and I will talk about it on this podcast, because...
Yeah, ooh, I wonder how much our quality of life will improve with a mocha.
Well, because that's what I've been thinking, like, you know, for me cleaning my floors, it's like, I have to sweep, and then I vacuum, and then I trapo, because my vacuum is good, but, like, I can't... Vacuuming the floors is, like, hard, like, it's like, I can't... It takes more time for me to vacuum the floor than to sweep previously, and,
Right.
Like, I don't know. It just basically, I lose hours and hours upon hours upon hours. And I'm just like, yes, I'm getting a great workout for my arms. Like, yes, it's like a Buddhist meditative practice. But like, I would like to spend my time doing other things like puzzles.
Yes, of course. My, if I may jump in with, I kind of just wanted to have one main overarching queja. And I don't know, like, as I reflect on it, it's kind of like, maybe it's just me, but like, it's something that I've observed, and I fondly named it the discombobulation factor. So I'll oftentimes like talk about whether the discombobulation factor is high or low, and it just tends to be very high overall. Discombobulation, if you don't know what the word means, it like the word itself, like, speaks for itself. It's just when things are just like messy and like complicated, like unnecessarily complicated, and like there's too many steps involved. Like for me to get downstairs and now with the barbijo, forget about it. But it's like,
olvídate.
The two, like four doors to get into an elevator, then, you know, you can only press the button once the doors are closed, but the door doesn't close well, so you have to like jiggle the handle, and then, you know, the keys, the skeleton keys, and the one on the door to take the dog out is super complex, and there's no light where I am, and my hair's always in my face, and my back's always falling off my shoulders, and I'm always like about to sneeze, and I'm just like, is this just me? Or like, is that a discombobulation factor just very high?
It's not just you. Definitely not just you.
That's why I hire you guys to tell me these things.
Well, it's also heightened. It's super heightened because, you know, I don't want to feel like an idiot foreigner in this city. Like, I want things to feel easy. Like, I'm just living life. I understand the way things go. And then every once in a while, I'll just like get on the bus and tell them where I'm going. And they're like, oh no, this is Linea D and you need B, but then you have to transfer here to C. And I'm like, I thought I just wanted the 39. Like, what's the deal? And eventually, like, you get your route down and it's totally fine. But that initial discombobulation factor, I just felt like such an idiot for like the first 6 months of living in BA.
Well, yeah, because it's like you're like a little fish out of water, and you like once you get your groove, you feel like, and on those days where you're like, it's like green lights, like on the verde, you know, it's like it just feels like everything is working in your favor. And then those days where, yeah, like I feel you, Caro, on like the hair in my face, barbijo, one of my other quejas is my barbijo, the elastic like flies off my ear, and so it like comes off my face, and I'm like, I like have the dog and like the poop bag, I can't open the poop bag, and I'm like, and he like went behind a bush and like with all this like orange fencing that like the people put up so that, like to grow new grass, and I'm like trying to get there, and I'm just like, and I'm
like
sweating,
tangled,
and then
always
like,
sweating.
And then
it's definitely a humid out.
Always sweating.
Yeah,
and then like Pocho like walks up to some like homeless guy who like obviously has nice intentions, I'm sure, but like I just cannot be bothered to like interact at this moment with someone who I don't know, and like who might like who might have like weird chicken bones to like give my dog that then he'll like die from eating, and then I'm just like, can we just like. I'm literally just like sweating. Like I'm literally fanning myself right now because talking about this is making me sweat. Like it's just that like that stress, and then like, and then I just think like, why did I even leave the house? Like why did I do this? I should just go back to my cave. This is like I am in full on like Stockholm syndrome. Like I am like I'm Stockholmed up. Like I don't want quarantine to end. Like I mean I do want it to end, but I don't want it to end because I've resigned to like, you know, this is my life now. And like, my job is to just pick up dog hair like every day. And like, I don't have a dishwasher. I don't have a dryer. Like, I'm just going to iron. Whoa. What is that? Hi guys, I don't like this. I feel like this is like, do you think this is like the Astros like getting mad at us, Gatto, for like complaining?
Complaining.
Yeah. Have we taken it too far?
This is karma.
I think it is karma. We have
blame the moon.
Never forget that after the Tramites episode, it just fully distorted all the sound. Remember when we had to re-record it?
Oh yeah, and that was a hot and heavy queja session.
That was hot and heavy.
But yeah, I think that like the discombobulation factor thing is just like there's just kind of like an acceptance, like a general acceptance for things being slightly more complex. Like sometimes like we're trying to get some tiles fixed in our bathroom and it's like the number of steps required to like get the right person in the right place at the right time. Of course, there's the added complication of quarantine.
Yeah.
There's just so many steps and touch points and like requirements for communication of the entire situation so many times that it's just like, it just feels highly discombobulated.
And it also just feels like
there's
just, like,
kind of just,
you just like, se te van las ganas.
There's kind of just like
I don't want to fix it.
Yeah. Right. And there's kind of just like an acceptance around like these complex like processes. And I think that like, I mean, what we, I think oftentimes come back to, and I was talking to someone about the other day is like, you know, one thing that you're kind of guaranteed to like one area where you're guaranteed to be like tested in when you come as an expat, speaking, especially if coming from the US to live in Argentina, is like just your patience in general. So it's like that we're all learning that.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, the discombobulated, like it really helped me to slow down a lot, which now I can appreciate. In the beginning, when you're coming straight from the US and you're like, I want to walk my dog and hold a coffee to go in my hand and get to the park.
Good luck. No.
And yeah, like not
good luck,
a chance.
Sister.
And it just says, you know what? If you're going to grocery shop and get your coffee and walk your dog, those need to be three separate outings. And you just need to make the time in your day to figure out how to make those three separate outings.
So I really hope for you that your keys are not as sticky and annoying as mine because you're going in and out, in and out, in and out.
Totally.
Oh my God. Like that is, it just, it's so, yeah, it's just like the loops and the processes. Like it's like, I hate it. Cause like I used to like, I hate that. Yeah. It's like, I need to leave the house to walk the dog, but then I have to come back and like disinfect and then go back out to go to the dietética. Cause obviously I couldn't bring him to the dietética before, but it's like, everything just is like, you know, it just takes up so much time. So then suddenly it's like 4 PM and I'm like, what have I done today? I have like all this stuff still on my to-do list, but it's like half the time was spent just like waiting for the elevator with my barbijo and like not touching my cell phone. Like, you know, or like trying to like, it's such an exercise in like mental strength. I feel like at the end of the day, like I do think that like Argentina, it's like the good place / bad place where it's like, we're supposed to be like doing certain desafios and like having certain challenges met, and then suddenly we'll like unblock a new level. But like I think my biggest queja, I have like a lot of quejas, but I won't do them all because I'm obviously spastic. But the sounds that my husband makes on a daily basis are enough to drive me insane.
What's happening like, over there?
So in the morning, I'll make coffee and he has like a yogurt and granola with fruit. And he has to serve the yogurt into the bowl. And then he has to swirl a spoon in the bowl to make the yogurt have a uniform consistency. So it's like it's like the sound of the metal against the bowl, but also the
cubiertos
sound of the
on the plato is, it drives me insane. Tomas scrapes every single plate he's ever had. It just like scrape.
I am very, very sensitive to noises of all kinds, especially those of the culinary variety. And like and then he just breathes really loudly. Like I have to luckily we have multiple doors in our apartment, but I have to like close them. Like he's so loud on the phone, like when he has like a work call or just like any kind of call, it's just like shouting, like the voice just carries like through the entire torre. And I'm just like, I was like, you know that you have a microphone that like does that for you, right? Like it's between like the yogurt swirling, the breathing, and then just the phone shouting are kind of like my top three least favorite experiences of this entire whole like life as a married woman. But then when I think about, like, then I just, like, cuddle the dog, and then I just remember that if you don't put demineralized water into your iron, you're going to ruin a perfectly good electrodomestico, so make sure you make sure you don't use tap water, because you'll do what I did, is just fill your iron with rust, and you'll stain all of your shirts, and you'll have to throw it away.
No. Good to know.
No one taught me that. No one taught me to use demineralized water to iron, because I never realized that that was a thing. Yes, I'm an idiot.
Oh, I didn't.
Wild.
I didn't. Yeah. Well, I rarely iron.
Yeah, that's don't really iron. Really,
oh, yeah, because all of your stuff is like spandex.
All of my stuff is spandex. Yeah, yeah.
Pretty much. Athletic wear for
pretty
the win.
Merch. Yeah, but like, I don't recommend using tap water, because it'll just rain down oxido, and then you'll take it to the ferreteria to get fixed, and the guy will be like, no tiene arreglo, señora. And then you'll think that he's trying to cheat you and keep your iron and sell it on the black market, and so you'll ask for it back. I'm like, I would like to take my iron home. And he's like, would you like to give it a home burial? Because it's literally like, no tiene uso. And I'm like,
and you're just like, no, I'm just quedar. I'm a hoarder, and like, tiene valor eso.
I'm like,
por ahí encontramos la parte.
I was like, no se puede abrir y no se puede sacar el óxido. He was like, señora, no tiene arreglo. And I was like, are you sure? And he was like, please leave this store. Ma'am, this is a Wendy's. Like,
ma'am. Like, I love please. A good ma'am. Ma'am.
Ma'am.
The other at-home sound that kills me is just the opening of a 2-liter bottle of Coke at like 7:30 in the morning. Just like a little breakfast glass of Coke, like pre-teeth brush glass of Coke. And I'm like, what
that is
happening? How did this become a habit? It was so tough. We had a long conversation about like post-brushing teeth in the evening glass of Coke. And breakfast glass of Coke. And I had to show like multiple YouTube videos of like Coca-Cola cleaning toilet bowls to like really be like, this, you will wake up one day with no teeth. I promise you. You gotta.
Oh
but
my God.
It was just like, they're such a Coca-Cola family. And I know there are a lot of Coca-Cola families across the country. Yeah. But yeah, we had to have a
show him a picture
Coke
of
chat.
Scottie Pippen's teeth.
Oh, his cat.
This is what.
Those beautiful cats.
Pip, I love you, Pip.
But that's not a good example, because he's got those pearly whites now. Like, he's looking great. So I feel like that's something to strive towards, of like, well, if I lose everything I have now, eventually I'll have the money to throw those caps on.
You'll tell him that to get that done in Argentina is going to cost him like 25 grand. So it's
so
like,
much.
Eso no se puede pagar en cuotas, ¿eh?
18 cuotas.
Sin interés, por favor.
Yeah, the Coke, like just Coke as a kind of centerpiece was an interesting thing to be like, I mean, I think that there's less alcohol consumed, but like I was not used to having like, and I will drink soda. You know, I love a good Paso de los Toros.
Yeah, you love it.
Oh my God.
That's like your cocaine. It's like we found you on a street corner, just like chugging.
Quita la sed. Just being like, quita la sed.
Dude, a bad hangover, like a pomelo just cures that in a heartbeat. You get citrus, you get the hydration. Is there any hydration? Actually, no. But does it feel like it's just filling
it
my body with,
And also, it doesn't have caffeine. I mean, like, it's not like, it's like Sprite is just sugar. I mean, but I think the caffeine, like the darker sodas are where like it gets dicey.
Scary.
I mean, I can't drink soda. I'll like every once in a while have like a craving for like a glass, but it's like, I remember, we talked about this one time, Cato, like I remember at my old job, like we would have Happy Fridays, like once a month, we would have like an office wide lunch, and it was like with games. It was always really fun. And they would try to like jazz it up with the catering and like have different kind of food. But like literally it was just like the beverage options were literally just like Coke and Sprite, like Coca Light. Sprite. And I had to be like, can you have like bottles of water on the table? Because I will drink, like I would end up drinking like Sprite, because it was like the only thing that I would never drink Coke. But then I would just like feel sick the rest of the day because I drank like 12 liters of soda, right? And I just and I had to like petition HR to like have a jarra de agua. And they were like, bueno, si te parece. I was like, yes, me parece. Like, please just like make it easy. I mean, otherwise I had to like go upstairs, like fill up a glass, you know, like whatever, go to the cooler and come back down. It was just like, por favor, fomentemos la salud.
I actually
in general, I think.
Sorry, I was going to piggyback off of the office catering, and this is something that I definitely can get torched for by Argentines, but just the like media lunas and the sandwiches de miga as like the Friday treat. Like that is just the least treat item, both of those in my life. I'm like, this is not a treat. No, this is a mayonnaise sandwich.
De miga. No, but sandwich de miga, like I will not let you desecrate that. I'm sorry. I'm going to disconnect you from this immediately.
Totally. I expected sandwich to have my miga. Trolls. I expected to have some trolls when this came up for sure. But mayonnaise, yeah. And I deserve it for sure. I'm 2 years in. Torch me. Absolutely. Eventually, maybe one day, I will just like rub that mayonnaise on my face and be like, I was wrong and now I see the light. But currently, I cannot.
I did have that moment, strangely enough. I thought sandwiches de miga were the most pathetic, like embarrassing thing because it was like, it just reminded me of like kindergarten when the mom cuts the crust off the like... The sandwich, and I was just like, I just didn't understand it. And the combinations always kind of grossed me out. And then, strangely enough, in the U.S., Lauti had a bunch of Argentine friends, and they found this Argentine bakery in West New York, I think it was, and they would order from them for like special occasions. And they got party that we had, we had like sandwiches de miga, and I went to town on those sandwiches de miga, and they were so good. So it had to, of course, I needed to be outside of the country to like finally give them a chance, and they were so delicious.
Yeah, to be fair, like we have horrible, we have like deviled eggs, which is like the equivalent of just like mayonnaise ratio. I think it's, I just don't do mayo. I think that's my issue.
I'm a sicko. No, but here's the thing. I agree. I don't love like a lot of mayo, but like I'm not so, but there are exceptions when it's made well. I think that's the key. Like a gross deviled egg is disgusting, but like a really good deviled egg is really good, right? Like a sandwich de miga, obviously like al lado de la ruta en estación de servicio, like at 2 a.m. when you're like driving to Tras la Sierra, okay, not going to be great. But like a good, like from a good bakery or like Los Galgos makes really good sandwiches de miga. And actually I know someone who doesn't like sweets. Ella es team salado, no team dulce. And for her birthday, she had them make a torta de sandwich de miga. Like it was like sandwich de miga instead of a cake. And it was shaped like the numbers of however many years she was turning. And I feel I feel like when you find a good one, like, I just love it with tomato. I love a jamón con tomate. Like, come at me. I just, because it's like the tomatoes, like, feels healthy.
But it has to be very recently, like, made because if it's gets soggy. Get, like, soggy. All mushy,
yeah.
Right?
Not mushy. No, no mush. That's,
I think but, like, that a, might be what turned me is, like, that leftover brick of sandwiches de miga in the fridge that's been there for, like, 4 days. And it's just, like, getting denser and, yeah.
Like the bread is dry and the thing is, it's hard. They have a very quick shelf life. They have to be consumed like en el momento. Yeah. And same with the media luna, like a shitty media luna is disgusting. And like, it leaves you unsatisfied and it's just like, feels like you just kind of hate yourself for like putting those empty calories into your body. But like a warm media luna with like the almíbar that's like fluffy and like has the nice dough. Like I think if you get a good media luna can like really warm your heart. But like the majority, I agree. Like the majority of like office carbohydrates is lackluster. Like fully agree.
Yeah.
Like if you're gonna give me a carb, like make it a good one.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. But I do hear you, Phoebe. If it's one of those like, you know, just less than average media lunas and that's supposed to be your Friday treat, it's like, it's just not enough.
No, I wanted like a donut or a cinnamon roll. Yeah.
Where?
Excuse me?
Pasame el cuaderno, por favor.
But you know what they would say to that, Phoebe? If you're like, I would like a cinnamon roll, they would say, pero qué pesado.
I'll just have like six media lunas and like three sandwiches de miga, but you and your cinnamon roll, like too much.
Qué pesado. No, en serio. No, there was this really great place by my office that since closed. It was so good. It was called Baking. And they had cinnamon rolls and they had English muffin, like breakfast sandwiches. It was key because like I'd be hungover and like go get an English muffin for breakfast at work. And I felt like I cracked the code, but like same thing. I remember one day I came back with a cinnamon roll and with a breakfast sandwich and my coworkers were like, pero ¿cómo vas a comer eso? And I was like, you realize that like the breakfast sandwich is actually arguably more nutritious yeah. than like four media lunas and like a cafe con leche.
Or when they sit down and have
has protein.
Their plate of gnocchi for lunch with their side bread. And you're like,
side bread.
We have side bread to pasta. And we're talking about kipasao and cinnamon roll. Interesting balance. Oh, interesting balance.
I love a cinnamon roll. It's so the
working
side bread,
on my side bread.
I didn't coin this term, but I pretend that I did. But like, that was like one of my first impressions of like the beige diet. Like the beige. It's
so
like
beige.
Papa frita, puré de papa, milanesa, pollo grisé, gnocchi. Con queso, like everything is just
con
the same.
Crema. Crema. Same. When the pastas just come floating in a bowl of crema, it's just like, I'm sure it tastes good. It's just really hard to.
It's just like it's pesado. And like, and then they're like, pero los americanos, ustedes, ¿cómo van a comer huevos a la mañana para desayuno? And I'm like, exactly. Again, it's protein. Like it's protein and it's filling. And they're like, pero yo no entiendo, ¿eh? Me parece que se zarpan bacon. And I'm like, we don't eat bacon anymore.
No.
But they're like, and I'm like, and then they're like, yo una vez probé ese peanut butter y no era dulce. La verdad que yo no entiendo. And I'm like, okay, we don't need to go. Like, we don't need to like.
No era dulce. Like, right, because they imagine dulce leche. They imagine yeah. something like
hurts
comparable
your
to dulce leche.
But I'm like, why would you? They're like, yo le di una cucharada. And I'm like, yes. And they're like, en las películas lo comen todos. And I'm like, yeah. But like, where did you hear that it was supposed to be sweet? Like, they're like, yo no puedo, yo no sé cómo hacen. It's like, as they're literally just like side breading. And you know, it's like,
exactly. Or just like,
side breading cream, like, side breading cream, dipping.
Just adding like, just downing like a sleeve of galletita.
Oh my God, the full
something.
Sleeve like, at once.
The full sleeve.
Okay. That's a personal
like,
snack.
Of frutigran.
Yeah, I mean, it's impossible not to take down a full sleeve if you open one of frutigran. But it's like, yeah, like I'll whip up two eggs and like, I don't know, have a piece of cheese or something like protein, like you said, Paige. And it's like, at least you get the satisfaction of like fullness. Like yeah. there's no amount of galletitas that I could eat that would make me feel satisfied and full.
Never. I will eat the whole, and then they're like, no, no, pero yo le puse mendigrim. And you're like, no, like stop. Like, it's just... Well, and then it like transitions to me for like the lunch offering of like the weirdest combinations for salads.
Yeah.
Like, why do they eat like shredded carrots, canned beets, and like corn oil? And like, that's an ensalada.
With
and
no
like,
dressing. That is undressed. No little dressing. Side oil if you want.
Aceite de maíz. Aceite de maíz. And I'm like,
side bread
no.
with your side oil.
Everything's on
and
the
then,
side.
Like, salt. And then just salt.
Yeah. Lot
and then
of
just
salt.
Like some vinagre de manzana.
No, aceite de maíz, it's like corn oil. And I'm like, can you at least just use like a shitty olive oil? Like, you don't have to have like a fancy vinaigrette or like whatever. But like, when they go to the Chino Vegetariano and like, just like the most random ingredients. And I'm like, where did you think that this was going to be a delicious combination? And then exactly, the lack of dressing. It's like, that brings it all together, boys and girls.
We went to Sweetgreen when we were in the States.
I love Sweetgreen.
I've been trying to get Tomas on like, just like, we should be having some more greens. And he's like, I don't do lettuce. It's just not something I do. So I was like, I'm going to take you to Sweetgreen and show you like, it doesn't have to be fully lettuce. We can throw some rice in there. We can have dressing. But this is like a dressed salad that leaves you satisfied for 6 hours after eating this one bowl of salad.
Guaranteed, or your money back.
Truly. Or you can ask for the cuaderno. And he enjoyed it. He loved it. He loved it. So I'm like,
he did.
When
oh,
does
yeah,
the
whole
BA Sweetgreen open?
Well, that's the thing. I've talked about this before, like with people who are like in the food industry. And actually, I remember there's, for some reason, sandwiches and salads are two things that like have not managed to evolve like beyond like the local. Like, I remember again, like having worked downtown, there were always like, you know, quick places like Almuerzo Microcentro, whatever. And a friend of a friend like opened like a salad place, and it was like kind of like a built, it wasn't like Sweetgreen, but it was loosely like the idea of, you know, build your own. They had a few already that you could like choose. And so you think like this is going to be a hit, but like they just like don't, for whatever reason, it's like I think it really does boil down to the dressing and like the flavor factor, because it's like, yes, I can put like broccoli, spinach, brown rice, hard boiled egg, and like something else in a bowl. And it's like,
but it needs to be
not
cohesive.
Gonna, like, go that, it's not going to be next level. Exactly. It's not going to like take it to the point where I'm like, I'm craving this. I want it. It's great. It transforms my lunch. It's just sort of like another salad bar place. And they never last because people like, it's like, you know, you have the paper and it's like, you get to fill out your toppings and all your stuff. And it's just like, no funciona. And I would actually love to know why that is, because like, I feel like now it's like the people are ripe for like that kind of business model. And I want to know, like, let's get on Shark Tank. Like, let's make this happen. Where are the tiburones? Or like, or just like a really good sandwich place.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Proper sandwiches.
And also all of these like, things, like, all of the ingredients are like grown within Argentina. I mean, they have some of the best produce ever. So like from a cost perspective, we're not importing anything. There's no like high taxes on what we're trying to sell. I had the same argument with trying to get kombucha off the ground here just because like
that's illegal. It's fermented.
Illegal.
Yeah, it's illegal in Argentina.
Totally. I know. I saw that rule. But wild. I still see people selling it, maybe like under the table. I don't know what kind of kombucha black market there is, but people got a booch. People are clearly
wanting the booch. You should be a booch legger.
Oh my
booch
God.
Legger.
I'm gonna bootleg. I think that's my post quarantine recovery.
Queen.
Yeah, I'll just wear a tiara and I'll have like, yeah, booch de re. I'll
shirt,
just like
a shirt that says "Ask me about my booch,"
and I'll just peddle it to all of the "What's up, Alio" people in the morning at the dog park. Be like, you guys get booch while you do this.
Yeah, well, it's like, yeah, I mean, it's so true what you say, because like, I mean, like, I know of places that sell it, but like very small batch kind of deal, but like they're like commercializing it. But it's like, there's just this weird like bache legal, because it's like, it's illegal, but like people don't like, it's not like enforced, but at the same time, it's like hard to like scale up and make it like a proper production. I mean, like,
I think there were just a couple bad batches of booch. A couple months, like
bad
a couple
booch.
Months back, we had some bad booch and some people went sick and the government just drew a line where they're like, this is not happening.
That's right. I actually used to buy some really good kefir at my dietetica and they pulled it because they said that like,
they pulled kefir too.
Yeah.
Well, because because it was like, I was like, what happened to the whatever? And they're like, well, we can't like the seller like can't isn't complying with like, you know, whatever, like las normas de higiene, like whatever, which is like fully legitimate. And they're like, so we cannot sell it until like, they're like, as soon as they're like above board and like whatever, we'll bring them back, no problem. Because it was like, they're like, we sold a lot, it was always really popular. But after it was, and then someone got sick on like bad hummus or something. So like all the dietéticas were like, en la mira. And it was like, because it's like you get these things with like fake labels that have like no information on them. And so it does kind of make sense. Like,
totally.
I always wonder, like, when you're like on the bus or on the train or like at Bomba de Tiempo and people sell like pan relleno. And I'm like, where was that pan relleno made? I will never put that in my mouth. Like, that is
your
not going.
Your grandma's house. Like,
best case scenario. Best case scenario.
Like Caro, I know that you're like a hippie wearing like genie pants, but like, I will not have a dudoso pan relleno near my digestive tract.
I just always fall for like the, I mean, no, I don't know when the last time I bought one was, but I wouldn't really hate it because I don't know. Yeah. I fall for those RG hippies with like their three, like Rasta rat tail mullet, like, you know,
and like their wooden basket
whipping up. I just,
nothing says high quality products like a mullet. You just got to trust a mullet.
So tierno.
What was so funny is I sent Caro, I was going through my photos like on Facebook, like for, I can't remember why. And I found photos of like when I studied abroad here in 2007 that I actually took with my Sony CyberShot digital camera. And I was in Tigre one day and I saw a guy down like on the water with like the longest rat tail Rasta. And I took a photo of it, obviously to commemorate. And I sent it to Caro like last week. And she didn't even get what I like. It's like, it's literally just like a picture of a guy's rat tail. And you were just like, I don't get it. Like, what's his shirt say? And I was like, look at the Rasta.
Like, it's become so natural for my eyes to see a full body length Rasta.
You were
that
like,
just,
oh,
like, it really didn't jump out to me.
I saw a guy on the Bundy with his rat tail, like it was settled in a curl on the floor. Like he flipped it out of the way so that he could sit down on the chair and it just like curled politely next to him on the floor. And it was just like,
a polite curl.
Yeah.
A side rat tail. See, if you will.
Yeah. By the way, for the record, I would say that I'm not complaining about the rat tails. I just love that as a form of just expression.
I think like having children that just have like mullet rat tails, but like in cool ways. Like just being like, yeah, being that mom that's just like, live your expression, like do whatever. And like letting them just like, if they want to like shave half their head, but not like in the planned way, but just like, just because it was like pinto and just being like, and you and Lauti just like having this like beautiful brood of like flexible like tree climbers and just like,
oh man.
And then you just take like, them all on a backpacking trip while they're toddlers. I always had like, they were just families. Like I would have the biggest respect for parents that are like in a hostel with a bunch of other like college age or like mid 20s kids with just their like three toddlers. And I'm like, the thought of taking bus to hostel with all of my rat-tailed toddlers is the most overwhelming vacation of my life.
It's giving me hives just thinking about it, but I support the people who do it.
Oh my God, it's so impressive. It's so impressive. And that they're able to enjoy it too. Like they genuinely just seem like they're chilling and their kids are like, you know, have their mouths on like the hostel dog. And they're like, oh, we're just having a great time. I love
like,
it.
Like walking naked through the breakfast room, like the little kid just being like, mommy, I did a poopy. And you're like, oh my God. And then like, maybe like in the rat tail, there's like a connection to like, extra serotonin or dopamine or something. Cause I feel
like the avatar, like you can connect with other things.
Maybe.
How did we even get to this place?
No idea.
I don't know, but I think it's time to.
Well, we have to live our lives and like find more things to complain about. Like we have to generate new material.
I'm glad that we got it all out there. I hope that by putting it out there, we made these issues smaller for everyone or just made you laugh.
Yeah, Phoebe, how do you feel? Do you feel like a weight has been lifted off of your shoulders?
Yes, and then I also have like a list of places that I now need to go request the cuaderno. You know, like I haven't actually manifested any of these into writing in the actual libro. It's just kind of been sent out into the universe to my friends and this podcast. So now I'm just curious to see what kind of a response I even get.
Well, actually, okay, yes. I have a bonus track that we forgot to talk about that I'll make very quick because I think this should serve as our like call to action, inspiration to be like be the change we wish to see in the world, right? Like speaking of going out. So my friend Tomás Balmaceda, who we adore, shared very important saga on last April on Twitter about the Libro de Quejas, and he like he went off on a certain bank, which was just amazing. So I'll read it. Otro día en Banco Santander Río, otro día en el que me tratan mal. So here we go. We already know what's going to happen. Pido el libro de quejas en una clásica movida. Me aseguran que no tiene que yo haga el reclamo telefónico.
Arranco
con que es ilegal. Pido por la gerenta. I'd like to speak to the manager. Llega el de seguridad. Yo hago acting de ofendido. So I love it. So he's like planting this whole like dramatic scene being like, I want the manager.
I love it.
I'm upset. And he goes, milagro, aparece el libro de quejas, mi calentura aumenta. So like finally, I mean, the fact that they were like, we don't have one. And he's like, that's illegal. And then finally somehow it magically appears. And he says, empiezan a decirme que falta una firma en mi sucursal. Me van a bloquear todos los fondos. So they're like, we're going to cut you off from all of your money because we're missing a signature. And so he starts writing in the queja, and he actually shared a photo of his queja. And it's like, and it says like the space for like where he can write. It says comentario, and he crossed it out and wrote queja. Like he's like, this is not a commentary.
I love that.
And so he says, and he also added a PS. So it's like, of the three ATMs available, only one of them had cash. And then he's one cajera denied me the chance of using the Libro de Quejas, telling me that it didn't exist and sent me to a phone number. And he put in parentheses, mega illegal. And then number three, there's no signs that say you can't use your phone, but there is a sign that tells you that it's Wi-Fi friendly. It's truly confusing and it's also not legal. And then he says, P.S. I'm at Córdoba en Pueyrredón. No puede ser que solamente tengan tres cajeros and like five exclamation points. So he like fully like descargarse. And then he says that this tweet goes on for like 12 more like hilos. I will not read it all, but like his closing of this whole experience is yo sufro un ACV. like I stroke out, like, cause like literally just sharing it all. And I just thought it was like one of those like moments on Twitter where it was like, everyone could identify. And it was like, je suis Tomás Balmaceda. Like, I know how this feels. And I think that like, regardless of the outcome, we do need to like push those limits and we do need to go in and like ask for the libro and demand the libro and like leave our queja or a sugerencia and like exercise our right as citizens. So I think that this should be our homework to like, once we're allowed back inside stores, to like just find an excuse to leave a queja.
Yep.
Right. And now I know the difference between a queja and a reclamo. So now I'm going to go through my like scroll that I keep and just make sure I know which is which. And then I'll be prepared to, with my little pencil, go in and scratch it all into that.
Cathartical. Get cathartic. And then we can have a follow-up episode in which we see who actually responds and what becomes of this. Because there is actually no piece of the law that demands the companies do anything in return. And I love that. Just put it out there. We'll see how it goes. We'll see what happens.
I like that.
Phoebe, we'll have to bring you back. I love that.
I'll register all my quejas. I just, I'm an ideas girl, really.
Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for joining.
Thank you guys so much for having. I was so excited. This is the best.
Yeah. We all sound lighter. We all sound like we've just gotten things off our chest, and that makes me feel really good. Because that's truly what this is all about. So I guess until next time, hopefully we aren't persona non grata at every establishment in the city. And hopefully next time we'll be joined by even more barking dogs and more faulty Wi-Fi. Thanks. No thanks. Fibertel. Así que until next time, babelets.
See you later.
Bye.